Yo, you know what this is, man. We back. This is a special edition of Everyday Life with Rookie Fino. This the Smoke County reunion. Tap in, nigga. What's up, man? Welcome to the elites, man. All the elites, you got, give them your name, man. Let them know who you is.
Ghetto Princess, G Pizzle, yeah, GP, yeah, however yeah. You know me as.
Shoot right down the line, yo. Right down the line.
And
burn.
Yeah. That nigga don't need no introduction.
Yeah, that's a baby right there. Yeah.
Word up, man. That's, tell them who you is, nigga.
Mr. Burns in effect. We here.
And I'm Fino the G, nigga. You know what's up, man. We still moving. Let's go, man. Right. Smoke County reunion shit. And for all y'all that didn't make it, man, we still love you. We're going to catch up with you next time. It's all love, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot right into it real quick, though.
Go with it.
What's the difference in how you do music, how we doing music now, versus how it was back then? Like,
per se, me. Yeah. I say it's, you know, back then we was one take, no mistakes. Like, you know,
couldn't fuck up.
If you messed up the whole song, or if I messed up the whole song, you know what I'm saying?
So, fuck.
You get what I'm saying?
The whole shit over, done with.
It's a punch in thing now, so it's a different process. Man.
Definitely. What about you, Sal? How you go ahead, GP? If you want to go, you go. GP, you go.
No, I was just gonna say, I remember like when we first started, and like you said, it was like no cuts or whatever. We just had to do it. It was like we was putting on a live concert while recording every time.
No bullshit.
But then when I did my last album, we actually, you know, I was able to get lazy a little bit and do punch ins and pickups and stuff like that. So it's kind of interesting to have a little bit of both worlds.
Damn right.
But man, I think the way we did it before was the best, because it was just like, it was like a family reunion.
It was
a live concert every time,
man.
All night.
It was more so shit. Like X said, man, like GP was saying, you couldn't mess up. It won't no messing up. Like, everybody got the luxury to punch in now.
Yeah.
Say a couple words, da 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 da, stop. No, you did that shit back in 2002, 2003.
Yeah.
You messed up the whole song. You might have 7 niggas on the song. You mess up one time, the whole song got to be started over.
Yeah.
You might be 5 cats in.
Yeah.
We are 5 niggas and already rapped.
Everybody mad.
Now everybody say, God, man, girl, you can't get that shit right, can you?
Yeah.
That's how it was. That's exactly how it was. So, yeah.
And they might keep you off the song just because you messed up. Cause you messing up.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, we don't, they be talking in the back. Nah, we don't even want him on the song.
Captain Save a whole come through and come on, you know what I'm saying?
Get it right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey,
Rookie ain't gonna leave nigga by the wayside, did
he? I mean, I was looking at it like this. It was building team camaraderie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What I was really trying to train y'all to be is like when y'all go in and do a show.
Right.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna be able to look. Hey, stop right there. Stop right there, let me punch in.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna be able to do that. You gonna
straight run it.
You gonna have to run it, get it, and you know what I'm saying? But all of y'all were soldiers. I put these dudes and women up against everybody.
That's why I put these boots on.
I'm gonna tell you, like, every last one of them, like, they all of them had a special gear.
No,
you know
cap,
what I'm saying?
No,
like,
cap.
I was like, I got a whole soldier of just, they ready with army fatigues on. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I feel. What was Smoke County?
Strong like minds, obtaining knowledge, equality, creating opportunities, uniting nations through the youth. You know what I'm saying? Basically, we was trying.
Is that what it stood for?
I forgot that myself.
The fuck?
Strong minds, obtaining knowledge, equality, creating opportunities, uniting neighbors through the youth.
And ain't nobody know that but Rook.
I didn't understand, but
I didn't know that shit was like an acronym.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I would put the periods in between it. You know what I'm saying?
Just I didn't know that. I just thought we were from the motherfucking county and we were smoking all the reefer.
That's the truth, you know what I'm saying?
I swear, man. But that's dope, like, to have, like, that a meaning for, and you know that shit, like, you ran it off.
Yes, even at all the times.
That was my life, man.
Yeah.
From 2002 to now. You know, I mean, well, not as much now.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because y'all grown now. It's like, I'm looking at y'all from afar now, just like, yeah.
You said, yo, how old were you when you came on?
Like 12.
12 years old? Yeah. GP, how old were you when you came on?
Like, what, 20?
No,
you were something.
You was in, that was 2000 what when you came? You were probably like 2004, 2005.
Uh-huh.
Cause she was already,
when she came, she was high tech then. When she came, that's when it was high tech then, a motherfucker. She had the nice album, cause I remember that shit.
Oh, no, had that nice ass album. No, sir. I recorded in the curb. I recorded in the bathroom.
Oh, I know that. I recorded that album, though.
Yes.
That album was motherfucking on point.
I used to make it like that because we used to go to Greensboro and sell CDs, and the feedback we got was the sound quality and too much cussing. So I was like, I want to do an album with good sound quality and without no cussing. And so that's how that came about. But no, I got it from the mud just like y'all did.
No, look.
I froze in the curb.
That's where I met at. Let me clear it up. GP say, goddamn it, she got out the mud just like us.
She ain't had no luxury.
Let me correct myself.
Yeah.
Damn right.
She got it out. I mean, we went from the curve to Julio.
Julio's was before me.
And then we went back to the curve.
Yes, that's where I came from.
No. We was at Chill.
You got it all wrong. Yeah, I'm about to say you got it all wrong. Where was we at, South?
When I started?
No, when we started. Oh, damn, man. You came in Julio's.
Yeah,
he
started in Chills.
Did he start in Chills?
He wasn't making no beats. He was the blood man.
Oh, he was rolling up.
That man wanted to roll me no way.
He was just a roll up man.
Statue of limitations is over with now. Yo, cuz was in the trap. You know what I mean? Big cuz was in the trap. He was taking a little cuz to the studio to rap and shit.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
We kept there and rapping and shit, and South would always come through. He might drop me off. I slide out of the roof.
So, Quest, what was your favorite booth?
My favorite booth. Oh my God. Jason's.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
got it out. Heck, you know that. We got it out the mud for so fucking long. When Rook took us to Jason's, I was like, what the fuck? I can actually stop. It's like, you can stop. And then you can pick up from where you left. I said,
y'all can thank my bratty nature for that whining until I got my way.
Hey, look. we didn't know that luxury. So when we got this shit, like, I felt like we was going to go next level with it. Like, and everybody did go next level. Like, that shit was amazing. Like, we from the country. We didn't have no luxury to stop and punch in.
Right.
That shit was over with if you fucked up. So, yeah, definitely, man. That was my favorite.
What was
your favorite joint?
Jason's.
I'm going to say mine was, you know, look-wise, I'm going to say Jason, but as far as, like, material-wise, it was...
South's Crib.
Material.
Holy shit, I forgot about South's Crib.
Ooh. Yeah. We bounced.
South had an MPC.
Don't forget we had it at my daddy's crib for a little while too.
What's that? We made that Bowdy shit we was fucking with Doughboy at the time. Mm-hmm. I made Bowdy at Barry's crib, man, and like it was Echo made fucking a whole album. Is like we used to record it in the little bathroom. It'd be so fucking hot in there. It'd be so hot, but we'd knock it out.
I'm gonna tell you when we got it right. When we made that song, Get That Money.
Hey, get that
money. When I heard that, I was like, wait a minute. I mean, we were back in the curve. And we had got, we did a party for Lewis's sister. Before we unplugged that stuff, we was rocking. Yeah. I'm talking when Lizzie got there. We had made consecutive, like
came up with that part of the whole lot of song back.
It was like,
see, he remember that shit. I remember that we had to go and get some more speakers.
But I'm saying we had got yeah.
I said I remember that shit because we were like, fuck, nigga, I need to go get some more speakers.
Do you remember how I came to Smoke County?
Yeah, right. We went to a party one night.
And I
we
seen
didn't know what sound.
Hey, that's what did we see a nigga get knocked out of that party and like he got smacked?
I don't remember where the party I think was. That's what the only thing I remember is rapping in your ears on the dance floor, and it was like the whole world stopped, and this is what I'm supposed to be doing for the rest of my life.
Get the hell out
of
here.
This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I will never forget it. It was like a transcendent moment.
That shit because
it was like I couldn't hear nothing but me rapping in his ear, and he was just all like kind of, you know, fascinated with him. And I was like, oh, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Man, like, that was crazy.
Yeah. When GP came in, it was like, when GP came in that motherfucker, I was like, yo, this nigga wide open, cuz, like, she ain't come in on no timid shit, like, I'm a girl, I'm just a girl. No. This motherfucker from
like,
the country.
I'm calling it all, y'all.
Hey, man, this nigga from the bent, man.
Yeah.
This nigga from the bent, man. She came in with that attitude like, yo, I ain't to be fucked with, and watch what I do. I'm going to come out here and I'm like, yo, and she was hanging with the best of niggas. So, yeah, big salute to GP. One of the, like, I ain't going to say the first. I don't know if I can say you're the first female, but you probably are one of the first females in Martinsville, Henry County to really, like, take it to that level, though. Like, to put out a tape. Like,
yeah.
And continuously rap, like... Like, because you know how big female rap, like, I hate female, like, I hate that, women rap, like, women's rap right now is so fucking big, so major, that, like, she was doing that shit back in 2004, going hard as a motherfucker, so, you know, I just wanted to highlight that for a minute, just thought about that.
And it was never about my sexuality, that's why I didn't go as far as I could have.
She won't rap it, she won't rap it like how women rap now.
I refuse to make them turn me into an industry puppet and make me look a certain way, and sound a certain way, and have certain content. If it didn't represent who I was to the core, then it just not... It wasn't something that I was willing to sacrifice.
Tell him, G, you could dance.
And I'm still not.
G says she can hide bodies with the best of.
Smoke with
straight
the best
up,
of them.
Straight
shot
up,
at
man.
The rest of them.
You hear me? Hey,
what song was that?
We were lyrical assassins, man. Who do you think was one of the hardest rappers in the whole clique? It was about 14 of us now. Who was some of the hardest niggas in the clique, man?
Top three.
My favorite two all the time was Fino and my bro.
Hey,
shout out
to
Steel
Rods,
man.
Hey,
you know
shout out Big Steel. Hey, shout out my nigga Steel.
You know what I said? I told Fino, I said, when you came out, it's like we made, like the formula, it's like we made you as like Fino. And still,
and he don't mean made. Down. He don't mean made you as like that. So I just want to clear it up.
You got like the
yeah.
You know, like how the formula was when Dr. Dre was building the DOC.
Yeah, definitely.
It
definitely.
Was like you was taking all the songs that we had made, and cause you weren't going every time, cause you was too young. Cause I remember sometimes I come, he'd be like, man,
he might have been 11 at this time, cause he started rapping when he was 12. He might have been 10, 11.
But I come up there, he'll be like, bro, check this out. Okay, you get better.
So
right,
nice.
Right. You gonna get your chance. And then when he like, he came to me one day, he said, I'm ready. Alright, get in the van then. You can go.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I can go. He said, bro, I can go.
He started cutting loose.
You know what I'm saying? And then once we got the GP's crib, I was like,
yeah, it was coming.
This nigga red
now. Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
that's where he really came in. You and Danger and his dad. I mean, what's his name? Daniel, what's his rap name?
Yeah, Dom.
Dom. Yeah. Dom and his mom. Dom and his mom. She was the
Dom and his mom.
She was the mom of the group, and my dad was the daddy of the group.
She was she was his momager. You know, she was definitely a momager. Like before, nigga knew what the fuck a momager was.
She
was a momager.
Knocked out and everything. She supported her baby.
So well, we ain't gonna worry about the top. It don't matter like the top three. He said.
What about you, Sal?
I can't cheer because man. There's a whole lot of them.
Yeah, man, I mean, we're so deep.
Your top three.
Well, it's so many. I gotta do a top five.
See, and that's another thing about this one. She came in and did what the fuck she wanted to do. You see, she's still doing it now. We said three, she say five.
I didn't want to say three in the first place, so I'm changing mine to five. So, of course I got to say myself because I'm still a little cocky and arrogant, though.
Damn
so,
right.
Me, and of course, Peter to the Jeter because, you know, won't nothing like a collabo with Peter to the Jeter. Caliber Shells, his voice was just
cry,
so
cry river.
Cry river there for me.
They go cry. The river.
Cry, mother. K.O.
Yeah.
That throwed off.
Yeah.
When we did.
Throwed off.
K.O. Like he said, still raw's delivery. I've never. When he said.
Still like.
Yeah. What did he say? He was like, listen, it's not that serious, but you be tripping like you having all your period. It was over for me.
Come on, man.
It was over for me.
Hey, look, still ain't here today.
Man.
I still don't think to this day, like, you know, I'll put still in that category with them niggas like Logic, motherfucking, like, lyrically wise, like. He on some gangster shit, but lyrically, nobody was putting that shit together like him.
I ain't say my fifth one, though.
Go ahead, finish it off. Go ahead and finish it off, because I'm going to finish this shit about Steel, too. Because
and Tizzle. He can rap, sing, and do beats, and everything that he did was just
shout
you.
Shout out to Ante, yo. It's always love and law time. We love you, brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steel, but good. Getting back to Steel.
Yeah.
Went to school with him. Used to rap with him all the time, like, and niggas used to, like, I'm pretty sure I was rapping this shit a little bit before. When I heard Steel rap, man, it blew my fucking mind.
Same.
I wanted to get him in his studio, like, bro, you gotta come. He stayed right up the road from me.
Yeah.
Then his little brother could fucking rap. Yeah. That was my heart there, you know what I mean?
Like,
he was the baby, but that was our heart, like, bro. Yeah. I never forget, we went to, tell him about the Martinsville Middle School joint. Tell him about Martinsville Middle School, man.
Man, you
had
to tell him about that.
I tell him.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. Who was I telling y'all? I remember that, though.
Huh?
I said, man, dude, get that money.
Yeah.
They ain't want to hear it. Yeah. I'm going to perform my song by myself.
That's what we want to do. We want to do solos.
I said, but the beat on Get That Money was so hard and...
It was crazy. They don't even do shit like that now. You can't go to Martinsville Middle School. Was middle school? You can't go to Martinsville Middle School and do a fucking rap show. We was at Martinsville Middle School doing a full blown rap show.
Yeah,
we transcended a lot of things. Remember, I got offered to be the first black person, female or something, to perform at the Oktoberfest, and what? I couldn't do. Yes, they asked me to perform at the Oktoberfest, and I couldn't do it because it was like when my mom had died, we was like going through a lawsuit or whatever, and my family had to go to Roanoke to meet with the lawyers, and so of course I'm going to choose my mom.
Fucking
over
right,
the,
hell yeah, definitely.
Over that or whatever. No question. But that's one thing that I've always regretted not being able to do, because that was like dope to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you ever seen
anybody? Ain't nobody. Nobody is doing shit
at the Oktoberfest.
Ain't nobody. Like, they still ain't did no shit at the Oktoberfest. Damn. But you know, hey.
Damn.
The way shit moving now, like we can do this shit ourselves. We set our own shit up.
Make
man.
Our
you
own
know what
fest.
Mean? Yeah, yeah, we
right,
make our own
Black-tober
fest. Damn
fest.
Right, man.
Hey. Let's keep it going, cause Steel on his way. He almost in here.
Who is?
Steel Ross. He almost in here.
Hey, we talked about.
Yeah, yeah, hey,
look,
we talked about.
Hey, look,
but
I'm gonna
tell you something.
What you got?
About
what you got for him? What you got? What you got?
Steel was different than everybody.
Yes.
Because if certain people was on the song and he knew you was gonna mess up, he wouldn't get on that.
He wouldn't get on that.
You know what I'm saying? He wouldn't. He. You had to be. And he said, let me hear what you got.
Wait, we only did one.
I'm talking about Steel, Rod, and as far as him doing a song with somebody. If your lyrics was shaky, he won't go do it with you.
Wait, is that why we only did two songs together?
Damn,
yeah, I might have been. You gonna mess up at the end.
GB fuck up in a minute, but she get it right.
Yeah.
GB got a fuck. No. That's what I say. She would fuck up, but she get it right. It won't know just left fucked up. Never that.
Was real quick, but I'm just Steel was real intricate about what he was gonna be on. He knew what a banger was.
Yeah.
If it won't no banger, Steel ain't getting on.
Still say he ain't fucking
with it. No, he's like,
Hey, I personally wanna give a big shout out to the niggas that's not no longer here that was with us. If you ain't got nothing in your cup, South, you omitted from this. You ain't got nothing in your cup, go on, pull up. We gonna do a salute for the homies that ain't here no more. We got two brothers that was with us that was actually three. Water, including Water too. So yeah, we got like three folks that was with us that ain't no longer. Yeah, man, Water passed a couple few years ago.
Oh, you talking about? Oh yeah, I'm tripping. Yeah, I knew that. I'm tripping.
Big salute to Lil Leezy. Big salute to Kevin Williams.
Yes.
And big salute to Water. I don't know her government name, but I know it's Water, and you know
Toya.
It's there you go.
Toya Cook. Yeah. Rest
definitely, man. Toya rest in peace, man.
Yes.
And all little IV too, man. Mark W.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Some good times with y'all folks, though, man. Y'all some good people, though. I guarantee y'all.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? I go to war with y'all every time. Because y'all was red.
Hell yeah.
But hey, look, when I give that call, hey, look, I'm coming.
If it weren't for Rook, man, like, I could speak for me and a couple of us, like me, you, Steel, and shit. Like, Rook used to, we was in high school. Rook would come scoop us up. After fucking school, and we hit that studio.
About 10 deep in the van.
You gotta understand, like, 10 deep in a fucking Voyager. The little brown joint with the old Voyagers, nigga. Yeah, man, he pick us up. We could have been running around in the street. I mean, we eventually still did, but we still were. But we weren't just sitting at home doing nothing, tearing up shit. Bro was coming to pick up these young dudes from out the hood. Taking them to the studio, and we were rapping. He gave us a avenue. He gave us an outlet and an avenue for us to know what the fuck we wanted to do. All of us pursued something dealing with music.
I don't know.
Dealing with something with entertainment and shit like that. Like, I got to give my hat. I got to take hats off to bro right here, because last time I seen bro, he had just came back from Atlanta. Yeah. Like, still pushing his music and shit, meeting with motherfucking A&Rs of labels and shit like that. And we had a major talk. I know you remember that talk. We had a major fucking talk. So, you know what I mean? And nobody knows what we talked about, but I respect the fuck out of you. Nothing but character. And you ain't got nothing but blessings coming.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just like, bro really introduced us to something that we liked and loved, but we didn't know how much.
Right.
You know what I mean? Rook had an MPC. Back in the day, the MPC that Rook had was like, what, 2,000, 2,500?
2,000.
Yeah, no, how much? That bitch was expensive. It was about $2,500 fucking dollars. I don't know the exact dollar amount. Rook left that shit. Boom.
Take that.
Left it with South. You got to think about how selfish niggas is nowadays. How selfish folks are. He spent thousands and left a machine with that man. A computer, a fucking beat machine.
Everything we needed.
Yeah, like, you know, people will never understand why I just feel like we're different than everybody else, because we really had somebody that showed us a different fucking way. You know,
and believed in us more than we believed in ourselves.
He believed in dead ass, man. Dead ass. And still to this day, man, this man is telling me, like, yo.
Yeah.
Still coaching me. Still telling me, like, yo, we can't do it like that, you know. Can't do it like that. You ain't like that no more. You're a businessman now, you know. You can't. You can't be a strict nigga. So, you know, I wanna give you your flowers while we here, nigga. Hey, respect. Big respect to you.
And
I'm gonna pull up another shot. Come on, GP.
No,
you got some in your cup. You good.
Barry and Chill too, because them niggas was making beats 24/7. It was their life. They eat, sleep, breathe. When did we ever sleep?
B-team.
I was working.
B-team.
Listen, I was working two jobs, going to school, and I would still leave the college and be in the studio all night long. And then we'd have to go from the bit to Ridgeway to Longtown, all over.
All over the fucking place.
We wouldn't get home at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, get up, go to school, work, do it all over again. When did we sleep? We were fucking robots.
We were trained.
We were fucking trained.
Like, that's why I say lyrical fucking assassins.
Yeah.
Everything we talked about, from not being able to fuck up on the mic to anything, that trains you, that conditions you to be a fucking soldier. Like, to this day, I'm gonna say something. It ain't because I got to drink it.
Yes,
I'ma say
it. Yes,
I'ma I'ma say it. You can pay for publicity all you want to. You can get these people to come and interview y'all you want to. But everybody know the real, man. You know, you can't buy. Yeah. You can't buy this type of shit right here, my brother. You better believe. Hold up! Come in!
Man, hey, look, we're gonna pause for a moment.
Okay, let's pause that. We're gonna pause. We'll be right back. This is Everyday Life with Rook and Fino, the Smoke Cannon Reunion. Tap in, nigga. Let's go.
Yeah. All
right, come on.
Yo, 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 we back. This part two. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
And we got the SC superstars in this motherfucker, man. Let's go. Give it up for the crew. Give it up for the crew. We drinking Belvedere and popping shit on you. Believe that, man. We got Steel Raws in the motherfucking building, man. Salute to my brother.
This motherfucking happy, man.
Hey, believe
young
that.
OG in this shit, man.
Yeah. Young OG in this shit. Believe that shit. One of the, like for real, I put bruh up against any of you niggas today, man. We ain't, I'm trying to, this ain't no cap here. Ain't no rap cap here. Ain't no rap cap here, man. You know, like I was saying before the shit went on commercial last time, went to the little break. You can pay for publicity all you want to. You know deep down in your heart, this what it is, man. We your daddy.
Smoke cap.
And I'm done with that. So on to the next.
Smoke cap.
We these niggas daddies, man. I'm so, all right, anyway. Hey, we had a crazy spread out. Like, you from the bend. Y'all original fucking Ridgeway from Mooresville. Mayo, smoking out. The smoking out, hold up.
Fall Creek.
Hey, where you from?
Fall Creek.
Fall Creek, it's Ashton in the building. I'm from Ridgeway.
Our town.
Hey, look, man, we had cats from all over the damn place, man.
I feel like
hey man, I feel like everybody knew us. I feel like everybody knew us, but are you happy with how shit turned out, or are you still on a course, on a road to pursue what the fuck we used to do back in the day? Do you still have any
regrets?
No, not regrets. No, do you got any aspirations to try to do this shit again? Not a group. Rap, if you don't do music, because I don't know if you... Do you still rap, GP?
Okay, so this is what I do. Like, music still won't leave me alone. Like, sometimes I'll be sleeping and lyrics will wake me up until I can't go back to sleep until I write them down. And so, yes, I still got bar kives.
Hey, bar kives.
I still got bar kives, but I don't have desire to be a 40-something-year-old rapper. I'm not 2 Chainz or none of that. But it's still in me. It'll never leave me alone. If y'all want to go to the studio, I'm down to lace the track, but I ain't doing no shows.
And she said she 40, man. You see how black folks
get,
man.
42 in June. On, I'll be 42 in June.
Come on,
I ain't
man.
Shame.
What about you still, Rock?
Man, I ain't doing this. It's always something in the bag, though. Don't sleep on me.
Right.
Man, I'm sad, but that ain't gonna
change.
Give us up right now.
Nah.
You ain't got it. Put it on the top right now.
Give it to him. Girl said, nah. He said, nah. That ain't cracking.
He got one.
Yo, he got some shit.
I know he got one.
What about you, Ed? What you got going on, Ed?
Man, full throttle, man. We still stepping, man.
Tell us everything you got going on. Yeah, tell us now, man. Nigga, so we can stay. So we can get behind it, and everybody get behind that shit, man. Let's know what you got
legacy,
going on,
baby boy.
Yeah, more or less, we just pushing the merch, man. I'm gonna drop the link. As far as that, I'm working on the album. I'm gonna say June, first week of June, man. I'm gonna lock in the album, man. We'll go from there. That's it. Just working, man. Networking. Shout out to Danielle.
You already know.
Daniel.
Yeah, salute. She taking on a position that, you know, a lot of folks ain't ready to take on. Like, a lot of folks ain't took on. She's taking on a position. So yeah, big
salute.
It's
really no managers.
There are no man. There were no managers.
That was kind of what was.
It was Vanessa niggas. Like
yes.
You remember them niggas? Yeah. You remember them niggas Soul Sound? Y'all remember them Soul Sound niggas?
Yeah.
Them Soul Sound niggas that came right there across from Mooresville Middle School.
Yeah, I remember that.
Bro, we were so country. When them niggas came to the city, we were like, bro, this a studio, a real one.
Yeah.
We went over there and spent all kind of money with them motherfuckers thinking that shit was gonna help us. And they were like, yeah, we dip. Niggas ain't making shit happen. They ain't even there no more. So kiss our ass, so bitch ass nigga. on my daughter's eyes, nigga.
She thinks I'm else.
Nigga, I forgot it all.
I forgot.
Nah, you didn't have a goal. You didn't have a goal before you.
I remember them that y'all said.
Fucking soul sign.
I never went though.
Yeah. She was a church. Yeah, she was a damn church. It's a church night.
2 weeks later.
It's a church now. Yeah. And it's a church night. I just think it's where our people church at. It's where our people church at.
Pimping like that. Y'all let it phone down soul time.
We didn't do pimping like that. We did that in your bathroom.
Don't you ever disrespect pimping like that. We did pimping like that either.
You know, we didn't even that cheese house. What's
that? Lazy went there.
It was in Ridgeway.
Did that song,
hey, man,
like
shout out to
no
Legacy.
Sir.
Shout out to Legacy,
absolutely
man.
Absolutely not.
She was, there we go. Nat lines up now.
Yeah.
There were only two female rappers that was coming from out of Martinsville, Henry County at that time. And she ain't even from here, but she was living here.
Yeah.
Never got
Legacy,
to meet
her,
y'all.
Yeah, Legacy and GP. And GP was, I mean, Legacy was whooping niggas' asses when we had that little damn, remember? Yeah. She beat me for the fucking little rap shit we had.
Yeah, that's how we got to go to Soul Sound. Because she won that.
Yeah, them Soul Sound came in here acting like they were just them niggas. We gonna get some free studio time away from me. They were just trying to get their money up by then, like trying to finesse it. We know the rules now. We know the little tricks now, nigga. Yeah. So yeah.
We seasoned,
nigga. Seasoned vets.
Oh, what was your favorite song you ever did with Smoke
Out? Oh my god.
All of them.
Damn.
I mean, you gotta pick one. What was your?
I ain't got to.
Really, I love them all.
About
30. They all my babies. They all my babies.
All bitches.
You know what I'm saying? I love them all the same. I can't love them more.
That was our baby. Yeah, was Smoke County was our baby.
Okay, they asked who do you think was the top three lyricists in Smoke County?
I had to give five.
Yeah, this nigga gave five.
who do you think? Who do you give it to? The top three.
No, I had to put me in there.
Oh, yeah, that was
it. Everybody said to.
You know, I had to put me in there.
I ain't gave y'all mine.
Ah, man, you know what I'm saying? Fino was spit. Everybody had their own little way.
Everybody was dope. Fino said he didn't give his three yet, so let's get it.
I didn't give my three. My three was still.
Everybody say it's
second was Caliber and GP because me and GP were close. Me and GP did a lot of songs. Me and GP did a lot of songs, but it was still Caliber. I feel like you. I gotta get him. I can't just say.
Bro, I was young.
That was my. That like y'all understand. Like in 2006. In 2006 is when we started KSC. When we stuck in 2006. When I started KSC, that was. It was kind of like the end of Smoke County. It was not into Smoke County. We were branching off. I felt like I was
in Delaware.
It was a branch off.
I was in Delaware.
There you go. It was a branch off. There we go.
An extension.
It was an extension of Smoke County.
I'll tell you what it was. It was more or less like, hey, Rook, it's time.
No, I'm
gonna
tell you what
it was.
Hey, no,
what's
that?
You know what I mean? You know, it's like you have when your nephew come to you and be like, hey, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I need my own pack now.
I need y'all. He's like, okay, we behind. That's what it was.
The parent company. Yeah. The parent.
I took that nigga. Yeah. I took that nigga.
Yeah.
And that was it. I didn't need nobody else.
Yeah.
Like, and we would go and we would just fucking rap.
Bro.
But
we were stepping, bro.
No. Hey, we were steppers in the city.
Free bloody fame.
Y'all already know free the humble bloody fame and shit.
Look, not to be on no cocky stuff, but when we was on that King stat, like I felt like ball for ball, I was the hottest nigga in the city.
Still is.
I know that.
Like on God, on some metaphor shit and on some rap shit, like Cub
was
different with his
beat,
shit.
That delivery,
yeah,
it's
like,
the delivery for me.
You would. Being from Virginia and South Virginia, I mean, what you got to say? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Being from Virginia, especially Southern Virginia, niggas expect, I don't know what they expect us to sound like.
Mm-hmm.
This dude was a fucking enigma.
I still ain't never heard nobody sound like him before.
Never,
and
man,
you never will. Never.
That's
all
shit,
the people on the planet, I've never heard a delivery and a flow like that.
That
you
metaphor.
Never will.
That metaphor. You ain't gonna hear that shit no more because you don't got that kind of
And it was a
you see how we hold up, man. You see how we giving this shit up for you? How the fuck you not gonna put an album out?
You know what I'm saying? Well,
quit playing, bro. Put an EP out or something, bro. Like I want to do one with you.
I got about 10 tracks in the cut. He don't even
know
his shit.
I'm
saving.
Y'all got a few joints in the cut. I told you I'll sleep on this.
Look,
in the
bro. I'm trying to tell you right now, like King Status was a branch off of Smoke County, but we was really on some. At that time, we had it was one group that was
we was home.
That was up.
Yeah.
Hey, but look, on a side note, while we having this conversation, I want to show my love and extend my hand out to this man right here.
We definitely. We just go ahead, give it up. Give him his flowers. Give him his flowers, cuz. Right.
From driving the van, when you had the van,
everything
you
we just said.
Scoop up 7, 8, 9 people.
Everything we just said.
Got every side of town. Mm-hmm.
Got
every fucking side of town.
We got joint. We got blacks. You know what I'm saying?
Guns.
Black Macs. Look, we ain't always have black and brown. We had black Macs.
Damn Mac. Blow your ass the fuck back.
Bro, I love you for that, bro. For real, man.
We just said the same thing right before you walked in.
Hey, yeah. Hey, look, we're going to give him another one. I don't know if you got a cup. Give him a bottle. We got a salute. Big salute, whatever you got in your hand. Big salute. Salute to you, OG, because without you, none of this shit be possible. None of this shit be possible.
I'm going to put it like this, man. It was like when I was growing up, you know what I'm saying? When you hear people, like, you hear this man rap, all I had to do was hear him one time, like, da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, wow, that dude can rap. And then, he said, I got a little brother. And he come up and he spit, like, what, you know what I'm saying?
Problem.
And then, South, he was, hey.
South was a dope boy.
Yeah.
South was a dope boy in the trap.
But when he got on them beats, when he got on them beats, it was over.
Yeah,
he was obsessed like, and it showed.
I was like, you're going to be our official blunt bro. You remember that?
Yeah, but South was on for the boys. Nah.
He wasn't rolling no blunt today, y'all.
Yeah, you're going to be our official blunt bro. You know what I'm saying? And then when we moved down Julio's, and
you can meet me outside and take it to Julio.
Yeah.
I tell you,
Mop.
No, that was
he came in and made Mop.
Yeah.
When that nigga made Mop.
Yeah. Hey. When he came in with that beat, we went to the next level.
Me and Steve, how that joint go? One hit a quitter till you kiss her. Mop, if you scared, nigga, be about your issue. Not. Hey, look, man.
Get your cash.
South came in. South came out of the Buick with the 20s on that hoe. Champagne Buick with the 20s on it. Came in the back of Julio's. Sat down for about 15, 20 minutes. He's like, let me get used to it. Let me see what I'm doing. That nigga, which Rook said, this is that. That nigga said, boom, boom. It was the fucking beat. Like, we couldn't fucking believe it.
Yeah.
And from that point on, South.
It was the beat man.
It was the beat man.
But you gotta understand, Big Chill. Big Chill not here right now. But Big Chill was the first beat man for us. You know.
But when they got together, that beat team, they remind me of Beats by the Pound. They was our own personal Beats by the Pound.
Yeah. Damn right. No limit shit. Hey, look.
Hey, Young Buck too. You can't forget about Young Buck.
Hey man, shout out Young Buck. Hey man, hey look, Bump was sour about that shit.
Hey, look.
He said, hey, goddamn, I make beats too.
Hey,
he still sour about that shit. You see what he said in the goddamn group chat?
Yeah.
That nigga said, yo, Bump was the first to lace one of them beats down in my Soldier Slim voice, you dig?
Yeah.
So then we know your ass went out.
Listen, you ain't the only one that got hated on. That motherfucking, what was his name, Rook?
Don't you say John John with his lying ass.
Nah. What's his name? The dude that got mad because you put because we pushed my album, this album right here, because we started going to Jason's and he was like, no, you need to put my album first and
prestigious.
This nigga, man.
Hey man, that nigga's a whole fraud.
A ho ho.
We didn't know what the word finessing was.
Ass nigga.
A ho ho. hey, prestigious, if you can see this, which you probably can't.
Ho, that's why you mad.
You's a whole ho. You trying to run over the crew.
Yeah.
Cut it out, nigga.
Mad
because
a little old princess came through.
Yeah, nigga, go ahead.
And he felt like he was try to finesse before me.
You better go ahead and finesse them white girls. You ain't finesse us, nigga. There we go. Yeah, you know, but that's enough.
That's our regular schedule program.
That's the regular schedule program, man. Like, hey, look, y'all think y'all said some crazy shit, though, that was the truth. Like, there was no social media.
We no love the social media.
YouTube for them tight beats.
No, yo.
No type beat team.
Straight beat team. There was no YouTube type, like a certain rapper type beat.
Absolutely.
What we used to do, though, Fino, we'd come down with the pack of beats.
Yep.
And we just let them play.
Let them hoes play.
And then everybody be like, I want this. I'll make a CD with all the beats. And then y'all would just talk to one another and be like, we're going to do this and do that.
And nobody's beats was stolen. These were not beats that was, like you said, there was no YouTube type or rapper type beats.
Right.
There was no... It was just beats and everything was...
I never chose the beat. The beat always chose me. They play a beat. If it didn't make me pick up my pen and paper, that won't be
that
for me.
That won't be for you.
It always chose me.
Damn right. Damn right. Yeah. But dead ass, like that YouTube shit, that shit different. Like, could y'all imagine if we would have had cell phones?
We'd have social media.
If we would have had, like, cell phones, because, like, a fucking iPhones and social media, Instagram.
You know what was the first thing we put on YouTube? Hey, Brooke, you remember our first YouTube when I did that performance at the Heart and Soul Festival and I was mad I had that dress on and I couldn't perform on stage because I didn't want people to see my dress, so I performed in front of the stage.
That's on YouTube.
That's when we first
started.
I think that was our first YouTube.
Yeah, I was in jail. Yeah. I was in jail by then.
It was a mess.
Hey, look, I hope nobody
finds it. I hated that video.
Hey, if we had a KSC goddamn reunion, that'd be a whole different story. I don't even know if we talk about that much rap. It ain't that much rap to talk about. We was terrorizing shit, so you know. But yeah, goddamn Smoke County, what it is, nigga. Where the fuck is Caliber? Has anybody talked to Caliber?
No, and I miss him. Caliber, come here.
D-Fro.
Huh? Come here, D-Fro. Where are you?
Yeah, D-Fro.
Yeah, Caliber.
Hey, look, he came and then never left. You remember that? He came for my door.
He was one of them city niggas. He was one of them city niggas.
He came with BU to the studio down to you. He was ours ever since.
Hey, look, man. He was rapping with BU.
Yeah.
He was rapping with Cream.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man. Hold on. I'm gonna say this too. If you a rapper nigga in the city and shit, you know, like Cream was one of them niggas.
Yeah. Cream talked his shit.
Cream popped his shit. Like
BU talked his shit.
When we had first started all rapping and shit, right? I guess they had heard about Big Chills. Like, some niggas rapping down at Big Chills in Ridgeway. Them niggas came all the way from the city. Like, this is the city we talking about.
Yeah.
They came all from the city, all the way down deep in the fucking woods to come rap. Like, they didn't come for beef. They came to rap.
Yeah.
We united areas. Say that shit, Jeep.
United areas. How many times you know back then that Logtown, Mooresville, Ridgeway, the Bent, all of them niggas together rapping about gangster shit on the same album, but ain't no beef going on, just smoking, vibing. It was like a party.
You can't do that now without a nigga getting whacked. Nobody ever got whacked in the studio.
Ever.
Nobody got shot at in the studio.
I don't even think it was ever a physical fight. Now, we arguing like a motherfucker.
Damn,
but it wasn't no fight. We stayed arguing.
It was like that. It was really like that.
It was real love.
Man.
That's true, man.
It was.
Damn, like, that's real shit.
It's
like,
amazing.
Nobody got shot. Nobody
man,
got
it was.
No as, fight. Nobody as touched a whole, nobody. Nobody had, smacked as nobody. Now, I'm going to smack a couple niggas, but.
Long time. We had about five different neighborhoods that was coming
like
together on some music.
We made
shit.
A subculture.
We did.
It was a subculture inside of the culture.
Damn sure.
We
right.
was a culture.
You're right.
A whole vibe. And
what about when we moved the studio to Martinsville? That was crazy.
I love that was one of my favorite. That was one of some of my best times.
I was gonna say I'm here for that.
We moved the studio to Julio's house in Martinsville. But we was right there.
Hold on.
Martinsville High School.
I don't want. Hey, look, we talked about that once. We got the goddamn give it up for old man Giles, man.
My daddy.
Salute.
Chicken Man. He called him Chicken Man.
He called him Chicken Man.
Every time he fried some chicken, man, I'm like. What you cooking?
if you've been watching this shit, you can already see like this nigga right here is a force to be reckoned with. So when she came on board, like, bro, we left the studio with Axton.
People was in their feelings.
We left that bitch in Axton, like where was we at? The studio was at in the curb. On Hobson Road.
Yeah, when we
left Hobson. I don't know if it, did it go from Barry's to GPs or from Hobson to GPs?
Hobson to GPs.
There you go.
GPs to Barry's.
Bro, when we used to go down there, like we make shit, but it was just like by that time we all knew we were family.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
By that time we all knew this was different. This won't just this was our life.
Yeah.
And when we was at GPs and shit, it was more of a family oriented type vibe.
Yeah.
For the ones that came during that shit.
Y'all start driving by then.
You couldn't tell me
I want a real star with real bodyguards, even though they was my producers, my beat makers. Everywhere I went to do a show, Rook would not let me go without Burn Chill. So Burn is big.
Y'all in Baltimore.
Both of them standing over top of me like this. They my producers, but one on this side, one on that side.
Definitely. No bullshit, man. GP came on and she motherfucking really laid that shit down as like ghetto princess. I don't just like that. She wasn't really ghetto. She was more classy.
Yeah.
But I think ghetto was the word that you would use at that time because it was. But she was more.
Can I explain that?
Go ahead. I can't explain it.
I had to explain why ghetto princess. Okay, of course, because I'm a spoiled brat and the baby of the family, so we know the princess part. But the ghetto part for me is, I look at the word like ghetto as a beautiful thing because ghetto, the ghetto people, we take things and circumstances and create most amazing things out of them. Ghetto to me is not a bad word. It's people that get it from the mud to take circumstances, turn lemon into lemonade.
I've always embraced
the word like it's a beautiful thing.
I think you're right. You're right about that because being black and shit, it's like we've been taught to be scared of the shit that kind of embraces who the fuck we are.
Right.
The type of shit that we embrace that we are a part of, like they teach us from beginning from babies to like, yo, that's not ghetto is not what you want to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Hood is not what you want to be.
Right. So the ghetto part,
a real nigga is not what you want to be, but you gotta understand that's what you need to be.
Exactly.
You gotta embrace that shit.
The ghetto part was like our strength and our weakness at the same time because we're weak because we're in the ghetto with limited resources, limited circumstances, limited everything. But we take that and build from it and create a power substance out of it.
Definitely.
You know, it's a weak and powerful thing at the same time. It's like an oxymoron. As far as I go, like the ghetto part was the rapping and this, that, and the third, but the princess was about her business. The princess was the one that got on top of that BMI shit, that wanted them percentages right, that wanted to record at the proper studio, that wanted that artwork right. You know what I mean? So it's like
you kinda came on and made niggas step their game
step
up.
Step your fucking game up.
We'll give you that.
Did you teach Danger how to write his bars?
Didn't have to.
I mean, but I'm saying
nobody can follow that flow of delivery still, guys.
I can tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Did you give him some tips? Before, you know what I'm saying?
Led by example.
That's how I was about to say he watched them, probably.
He just, you know what I'm saying?
I told earlier that it was like you and Fino built like a monster. We didn't build it, but we made a monster.
He looking up to us, you got Fino, and you know what I'm saying? And you always around.
At that time, I was that nigga.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? I knew Steel was that nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, we were dropping tapes. I will give this man this echo. Bro, he was the baby. He was going to Jerry Mason with our music.
Yeah.
Turning niggas on to our music, passing out the tape. You don't get that now. We had our own real street team, and we didn't even ask for that. Yeah. He loved his brother that much. He loved the fuck we had going on so much. He was taking that shit and forcing it on niggas. You understand what the fuck I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I, like, for real, man. So like I got so much love for bro. Like we don't talk. A lot of us, we don't even talk like that every day. We don't even talk. Yeah. I love these folk. You feel what I'm saying? I love these folk because we got a history. We got a fucking history. And that one right there, and I got a lot of love and admiration for this whole table right here. Yeah. This is really my family.
Same.
Because from 2002 to now, like, I got a story about all these people, and it's all positive shit. You know what I mean? And sometimes I get in my feelings. I be feeling like a lot of people don't deserve the shit that they got. My niggas deserve the shit they got because we really the ones who put in that blood, sweat, and tears and grind just and still repping Martinsville, Henry County when that wasn't the cool fucking thing to do. Like we put that shit the fuck down. Like, we ain't pay for publicity. We didn't pay for a newspaper nigga to come see us. I feel like you gotta do that shit on your own. I feel like
we did, Fino. Listen, man, we did it Master P style. Literally, if it was a show in town, we would go to Greensboro, whoever the show was out there. We was out there.
We out there with the CDs
that we pressed up at my crib, his crib.
Niggas don't do that now.
We did our own CDs. We did our own CD covers. We did everything. Every single
part. We cut out our fucking CD covers. I never forget the countless times cutting out CDs.
We did it our fucking self. Everything. When we say get it from the mug, that's what we did. That's what I mean by ghetto was beautiful. Because that's some ghetto. We did some ghetto ass shit, and then we turned it into, like you said, from the curb to fucking Jason's.
Yeah. Salute to that. Hey, give it up for that one, man. Give it up for that. We did that shit, man. It's Smoke County, man. Look, man, this the reunion, man. Part one. Anybody got anything else they want a motherfucker say? Cause I think we touched on a lot of shit. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I want to give a shout out to one more group from my city that I done always left out, that I don't want to leave out no more. Like, I forgot about these niggas. Shout out to my nigga Herman Ross and GOV, man.
I couldn't think of that other studio, the last one I recorded at, when I recorded Moon Bitch.
Pooh Ross, we love you,
ain't
nigga.
That where I recorded Moon at?
Yep.
A Moon Bitch.
Moon Bitch.
Motherfucking star.
Yeah, I'm a motherfucking star. Pooh Ross opened up his joint to us and shit. He knew we was Smoke County, knew we was King Status. And it was no, like, he would try to merge GOV. He would make us do songs together.
Always. I'm talking about from the first time.
Brooke always trying to unite some people.
At that time, KSC was heavy and full effect. In full effect.
It was love.
It was never no.
That's right.
We ain't want to like people. Rook made us like people, even when we ain't want to.
Hell yeah. Rook.
He's always been the peacemaker, the uniter. He gonna fix it if it's broken. Damn, like,
right. I was in my mood when we met Pooh, man. So like,
yo, yeah, you did. You were.
Yeah, he was.
A lot of hits over there. His career,
you still in your mode. What people don't know is we've been talking about his brother because his brother older than him. This one of the dudes from my city that's a young man.
Hush gang
in this motherfucker, man. Yeah. Salute to the honest nigga, to the real solid nigga. Believe that, man. Yeah. This is one of the young dudes who really put this shit down. He's still doing his thing. And
carry on.
Everybody in this motherfucker today, we can't even cap on this shit. Whatever the fuck we see bro got going on.
We too old.
Even myself, before we see bro got going on, we standing behind that shit 10 toes the fuck.
Facts.
Yeah.
Cause that nigga come from us. He is us. So you know what I mean? I wanna say that.
Baby.
Damn right. That's the baby. That's the baby boy. And we ain't playing about him. So this gonna conclude the Smoke County reunion, man. We in this motherfucker, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
And who?
Smoke County.
Say something. Smoke County. Who? Hush Gang.
Hush Gang, man. Live. You know
who this is?
Dazzle D management.
Yeah, Dazzle D, what's happening? Yeah,
GP, Gmail Publishing. We take a little standstill right now, and we about to be back soon.
Damn right.
You need a website or anything, Bill? Holler at your girl.
Holler at all of them.
Yeah, man. Bold, Black, and Beautiful for your merch. For if you want one of these.
Yes, I'm so excited about my Smoke County shirt and mask. It's so freaking cute. I got this one right here. Oh my god.
And look, and you get a mask to match with it. So hold on, man.
Get your mask.
This shirt
and it comes nice packaged and everything. Nice packaged.
Bold, Black, and Beautiful. Sam Vance.
Yes, honey.
FBBM Clothing. Teespring.com if you want to grab some merch and shit.
Bless Light Tees. Don't forget my niece and them.
Official.com, man. Dazzled.com. All that, man.
Oh, if you need your nails done, my niece Tasha T-Nailed it. She T-Nails it every time. Bless Light Tees going to get your gear together.
Yeah. Black on shit.
Gmail Pups going to get your websites done. Social media management. So, holler.
Let's go, man. This concludes. Go ahead. What you about to say?
Nah, I'm just telling you, need them bars, man. Hit me. I'm doing for you.
Hey! Yes, honey.
I'm about to cash out that nigga right now. We're going to a track.
Back to this music is what he's saying.
Get back terrorizing these niggas, boy. Yeah. Hey, these niggas used to didn't come out the house.
And guess what? He will bring us back out of retirement if need be. You don't want to put his aunties and uncles on you. Look, we the aunties and uncles now.
Damn right.
Auntie and uncle train to go. Don't let them bring us out.
You can't just have this block, no. You can't just have this block. You can't just have this fucking block. We still here.
We here. We made a song about that, nigga. We here.
Respect it.
Part one.
That's the only thing I'm fucking saying.
That's why I said pity to the G. Prince come with the heat, ain't it? In that song, we here.
We gonna hit him in the cut. Lacerations to the gut. Let's go, man. Smoke County Reunion, part one.
Hey.
Mom.